Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals lose Game 2 in Philadelphia. They dropped the series to the first-place Phillies. 8-6, your final score. And to me, there are only two real avenues that we can choose to go down on this post-game show tonight. Avenue number one, we could just sit here and talk about how great Salvador Perez is. We could praise the captain. I think it's difficult to talk about this game tonight without having a strong focus on the future Hall of Fame catcher from your Kansas City Royals. Congratulations. Number 13, connecting on his 300th career home run and drives in career RBI number 1,000. So that's one avenue I deem appropriate for tonight's postgame show. Now, of course, you can really take this program wherever you want it to go, so long as it surrounds baseball, preferably Royals baseball. Now, you want to talk about the game? Honestly, that's not one of the avenues I'm trying to go down. We can. If you prefer, we can talk about this 8-6 loss, although I feel like the diagnosis after this one is pretty simple. I mean, you just couldn't slow down their offense. Every time you, well, Royals had a 3-0 lead, but that was gone by the fifth. And every time you tried to scratch your way back, the Phillies kept answering right back. They're the hottest offense in Major League Baseball here in the month of September, and we saw exactly that tonight. To me, that's the bottom line. But outside of that, outside of the game, if you want to, you know, dissect a decision made by the manager, if you were frustrated to see Ryan Burgert leave this game. Now, I've been there before. I've been frustrated in the past when Q pulls Burgert to go to Angel Zerpa and Zerpa gives up the game. Not tonight. Now, sure, Zerpa gave up the game as he replaces Ryan Burgert, but I wasn't frustrated by the decision. Honestly, I would have made the same decision. So, I'm not, obviously, it's not the right decision. So, if you disagree, if you want to wag your finger at the manager at Angel Zerpa for giving up three runs there in the fifth inning, go right ahead. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. So to me, again, two avenues to go down. One, we sit here and throw bouquets the way of Salvador Perez. Or two, you tell me what you're worried about. Not in life, of course. There's way too much to be worried about. No, I'm talking about with this Royals team. Because you know where I stand. We discussed this last night. Man, I desperately want this team to finish above 500. Now, sure, it's disappointing that we sit here with 13 games to go and the Royals seem, you know, all but out of it. The tragic number is down to 8. That could be down to 7 heading into tomorrow's finale. A finale in Philadelphia that could see the Phillies popping bottles afterward. Phillies can clinch the NL East tomorrow afternoon. Noah Cameron's on the mound. He squares off with right-hander Aaron Nola. It's a 12:35 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show and your chance to win Royals tickets Sunday morning at 11:30 over on our sister station, AM 610. But yeah, I want to know what you're worried about when it comes to this team, if anything. To me, yeah, I'm worried about them finishing at or below 500. Because if that happens, this season can be lumped in with 2023 and 2022 and 21 and 20 and 19 and 18. And I don't want that. It could be lumped in with 17, right? Another season that didn't result in a winning record. I mean, over the past 30 years of Royals baseball, they've had a winning season and then followed that up with another winning season only twice. 2014 and 2015, that's it. Yeah, three straight winning seasons from 2013 to 2015, and that's it. Right? That's it, dating back to, you know, we're talking George Brett days. So, yeah, to me, winning 82 means a lot more than winning 80 because it stands out. You cannot lump it in with those losing seasons of the past. And if you're going to change the local perception of Royals baseball, now, you're not going to change the national perception of Royals baseball with an 82-win season. But locally, yeah, back-to-back winning seasons mean something. So I'm worried about that. I'm interested in your thoughts on Ryan Burgert and if there is any concern with a 25-year-old rookie right-hander. I'm not talking like injury concern or a long-term concern. But now you look at the numbers and they're not as eye-popping as they were after his first few trips to the hill for the boys in blue. Now 8 starts in since being acquired in the Freddie Fermin deal. Ryan Burgert's ERA is 4.43, so just a shade better than a quality start, and he's, you know, not giving you 6 innings on average. So those are not great numbers. His composure was there tonight, no doubt about it. And I'm not going to say that he was bad. Had some tough luck in that first inning. Also didn't make great luck for himself either. Right, Brandon Marsh? Maybe things turn out differently if maybe Adam Frazier could have made that play in the first inning. Sure. Harrison Bader? Dude's red hot right now. Again, I'm not sitting here saying that Ryan Burgert was bad tonight. Now, the final line isn't impressive. It's 4 innings of 3-run baseball, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. But he gave the Phillies a run in the 3rd inning, right? Back-to-back walks to Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. And again, he's unable to give you 5 innings of work. He's unable to inspire the manager with enough confidence to send him back out there in the 5th. Again, he didn't inspire me with enough confidence to want to see him back out there in the 5th. But the reason why I'm starting... No. I want to get your thoughts on what Jake Peavy had to say earlier about Ryan Burgert, about Stephen Kolek. He's making the point on MLB Network earlier that the Royals are going to regret that trade. You know, that this season, which has suddenly found itself with a below 500 record, Royals now 74-75, below 500 for the first time in a month. Jake Peavy, the former Padre, the former Cy Young Award winner, the former 2014 champion with the San Francisco Giants, he says that, you know, this season kind of got sideways when Freddie Fermin was moved out. Here's Jake Peavy and Yonder Alonso earlier today.
Fermin, letting go of him, I think that may haunt them in the long run.
I do too, because they got two nice pitchers in Kolek and Bergen. But those are back end of the rotation guys for what they already have there. Those guys could work their way into middle and front. I get it. But for right now, you've got top-end starters with a top-end catcher ready to step in for Sal. I don't know that I would have given him
Okay. Yeah, all right. So you wouldn't have given up Freddie Fermin. You know, when it comes from a player the caliber of Jake Peavy, whenever I hear a player, a front office personnel, someone that knows a lot more about baseball than I do, when I hear him say something, man, my ears are going to perk up. I'm going to take their opinions. It means a little bit more than, you know, my observations, your observations. Now, Jake Peavy's seen some stuff. So for him to say, you know, Ryan Burgert and Stephen Kolek are nice, but they're, you know, number fours, number fives moving forward, especially in a rotation that has Bubich and Reagans and Waka and Lugo. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on what you just heard there from Jake Peavy. Interested in your thoughts on the 8-6 loss tonight, although how much digging through that L do we really need to do? Now, again, to me, it's one of two avenues. What about the Kansas City Royals over the course of these final 13 games, if anything, has you worried? And don't say health, because, of course, you know, every time Noah Cameron and Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, and hopefully on this upcoming homestand, Cole Reagans, whenever we see them on the diamond, you're always hoping for the best, especially when the finish line is so very close. But yeah, I think it's one of two avenues. What worries you with this team over the course of the final 2 weeks? And if you don't want to talk about 2026, if you don't want to talk about 2025 as if the end is well known and well acknowledged that it will not include October baseball, okay. If you want to stick on the positive, I'm with you. Let's talk about Salvi. Career home run number 300. Career RBI number 1,000. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And deals the 0-2 to Salvi. And a swing and a liner toward the alley in left center field. Way back, and that ball is gone! A home run for Salvador Perez. A historic home run, number 300 in his career, RBI number 1,000, all with one swing. Salvi's second homer of the night, and the Royals lead it 4-2.
One of the coolest moments of the season was certainly tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Salvador Perez becoming the 8th primary catcher in baseball history to smack 300 big ones. And the cool play of the game is brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Salvi almost did it all tonight as he hits a pair of home runs, number 299 and number 300, both coming off of Taiwan Walker, the Phillies right-hander that Salvi took bridge just a season ago. Salvi's big night falls just short of a perfect night, just short of a Royals victory. The boys fall tonight 8-6. We'll hear from Salvi coming up in a moment, but first, I want to hear from you. 913-586-7965. We go to Scott in Parkville. Scott, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first-time caller, long-time listener. Love the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks for calling.
A lot of respect for Jake Peavy. Had a good career, but got to disagree with him here. I just want to say how much I appreciate the Royals really making the move they did. Trading Freddie, a guy that we love, you know, had a good career here, but was probably never going to be the guy. And obviously we're deep in catching. We've got a guy like Carter Jensen who's had a chance to come up. But to trade him and get two guys who have been starting pitchers for us when at a time we were already down Riggins and Bubich, you know, I just believe you can never have too much pitching. And to get two starting pitchers with some upside, maybe some future heading forward, I really appreciate the Royals making that move and trying to stay competitive, signing Lugo. You know, we could have really mailed it in there, and we decided to go for it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. That's why I was so taken aback by what I heard from Peavy. Thanks for the phone call. Now, I can understand if Peavy, a former Padres great, watches a lot of Padres baseball, sees how well Freddie's performing, lines that up with the Royals struggling here in September and says, okay, well, 1 + 1 = 2. All right. Listen, I'm not expecting, you know, these national analysts to watch all 30 teams, especially a team like the Royals that is now apparently, you know, out of it. A tragic number of 8. So not officially out of it. That number needs to get down to 0 before the Royals are mathematically eliminated. But yeah, you make great points. I'd like to hear more from you. Scott, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, when they made that trade, a deadline deal, sending Freddie to San Diego for Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert. I mean, if they don't make that move, what do these games look like? Now, to our conversation we had last night about if finishing above 500 is important to you. A few people said, hey, no, not at all. If you're not in the playoffs, lose as many games as you can to get a better draft position. So I guess people that subscribe to that line of thinking would say, no, you know what, who cares? Who cares how awful the product would be? Really throughout August and September, if the Royals don't make that deal. Furthermore, if you don't make that deal, sure, Freddie's still here. And Freddie's still here next year. But no, Freddie's not the guy. Because Carter Jensen's still knocking on the door. Carter Jensen tonight drives in the 6th and final run of the game. Jensen 1-for-4, and since making his big league debut, he's 2-for-13. He has more walks than strikeouts, though. But no, Freddie wasn't going to be an everyday guy unless you're done with Salvi or you don't believe in Carter Jensen. To me, that's the only way that the move is regrettable. Is if you're done with Salvi after this year or you're not a believer in Carter Jensen. And Salvi's not going anywhere. Not anytime soon, that is. Salvi tonight, the 2nd catcher to hit 300 home runs, all with one team, joining Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. Speaking of Hall of Famers, Salvi's now 11 homers away from Pudge Rodriguez. He's 17 shy of Hall of Famer George Brett's all-time Royals record. And if he hits 25 more home runs, Salvi will sit alone with the fifth most homers in baseball history by a catcher. Top five in baseball history. Can you imagine? He's only 25 away from that. I mean, rubbing elbows with the best catchers of all time. Mike Piazza, Johnny Bench, Pudge Fisk, and Yogi Berra. 25 more home runs, and those will be the only names with more bombs than Salvador Perez. Salvi was tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Let's hear what he had to say after the game on FanDuel Sports Network.
Nice. Pretty good, you know. Feel better for we won the game tonight. I think everybody in this game has some personal goal. And I always say the most important thing is win, you know, no matter what you do. In the end of the day, it's about win and lose. It's not about us. So it's not about you. So, yeah, feel good. 300 homer, 1,000 RBI. I think, you know, to care, let me doing some, let me play the game that I love to play and compete every day, you know. Feel better if we won tonight.
How much does your desire to win and win a lot of games has pushed you in your career to get to this point where you do have 300, 1,000?
I think every day, you know, everything is starting the preparation, you know, focus, mentality, you know, physical, your body, you know, every day I come to the ballpark, I want to win, you know, and I think they all come by together and you have success.
Was it just like hearing from your teammates in the dugout after you hit the milestone?
Yeah, it's pretty good. A lot of they're all coming to me and congratulate me, and excited for that tonight.
Is it a little extra motivation for you to get this milestone, knowing you're doing it all in a Kansas City Royals uniform?
Yeah, 100%. I always want to be a Royal. I want to stay here for the rest of my career. And yes, even better that I do it in here.
It did help you guys, you know, get out to a quick start and you know, take the lead. Just for you guys offensively, did you like what you saw today? And I know it was tough.
I think we're doing some pretty good swing today. You know, we put some a lot of runs on the scoreboard. That line was pretty cool, so we need to make some more pitches, you know. But today's over. You need to come in tomorrow, concentration, try to take one tomorrow.
Are you guys going to try to have that mentality the rest of the way here? You know, it's been a tough
100%. Yeah, it's nothing over yet. You know, and 5 days ago, we were about one game back. So I don't know how bad we are right now, but anything can change, you know. And baseball, we just need to play hard to the last game, see what happens where we are.
Last one, I do want to...
There you go. That is Salvador Perez, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Salvi tonight, 2-for-4 with a pair of home runs. His first, a two-run shot in the first inning that followed, a Michael Garcia RBI single. So the Royals were up 3-0 heading to the bottom of the first. A tough inning for Ryan Berger, tough inning for Adam Frazier, and the Phillies scored 2. But in the top of the third, Salvi, with one out and nobody on, takes an 0-2 splitter that's put on a tee. He blasted 401 feet to left center field for home run number 300. That put the Royals up 4-2. Ryan Berger would give him a run right back in the bottom of the third, so the Royals are only up by one. That wouldn't last, because in the fifth, Angel Zerpa gives up 3 runs, and the Royals, just like that, are down by 2. Jonathan Bolin holds the Phillies to only 1 run in the sixth, and the deficit grows to 3. Vinny Pasquantino rewards Tyler Tolbert's leadoff double in the seventh, and the Royals cut the deficit back to 2. But Taylor Clark gives it back in the seventh. And then the Royals, as I mentioned, Carter Jensen drives in the 6th Kansas City run. Unfortunately, Philadelphia had 8. And the Phillies take the series, and the Royals fall back below 500. 8-6 is our final score. Again, Salvador Perez is our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Check them out today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit guaranteedfoods.com. Let's head out to Philadelphia. Jim, who I'm guessing was one of the more than 43,000 in the building. Jim, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
And you would be correct. A couple things your listeners may not be aware of. I'm sure you are. But, you know, the Phillies right now, to tell you how strong they may be, they are playing right now with one hand tied behind their hand, behind their back, because, you know, they lost one of the best pitchers in baseball in Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
They lost their shortstop, who was leading the league in batting average, Turner.
Sure.
And they don't have their third baseman, Alex Bohm. And then for this particular series, they held back their number 1, 2, and 3 pitchers. They're using their 4, 5, and 6 because they're playing the Dodgers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And despite that, they're just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Who's the other pitcher? Because I know Sanchez and Ranger Suarez. Who's the other one that they're skipping?
Oh, my God. He played for Miami last year. They got him in a trade.
Oh, right. Lizardo. Oh, my goodness.
Lizardo,
yeah, they're
Lizardo,
a monster.
Right.
They're a monster.
And I'll tell you what. You know who Dave Dombrowski is?
Of course.
He was the one. You know, you talk about management. Management is so important in this league. This thing with getting Harrison Bader and their closer, Duran, at the trade deadline has literally push them over the top.
And credit to ownership, right? Dave Dombrowski spends money wherever he goes, and Philadelphia's ownership has allowed it, just like Boston did and Detroit before that and Miami before that. No doubt about it. Nice to hear from you, man. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. Yeah, I don't think anybody listening would be surprised if Philadelphia's there when it's all said and done, if they're the one hoisting the commissioner's trophy. And yeah, it's wild to think that they could do that without their best pitcher, Zach Wheeler. You know, he's not coming back. No, they're still expecting Trey Turner. They're hoping that Trey Turner returns for the postseason. But no, thoracic outlet syndrome, I believe that's the surgery that Wheeler's going to undergo. Yeah, Jesus Lizardo. How about that? Lefty Christopher Sanchez. Another lefty in Ranger Suarez. Yeah, no doubt. Good point. Yeah, thank God. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. If we're facing them, if we're facing, you know, Taiwan Walker and Walker Buehler, it's still ending up in a Royals loss. 8-6 is the final score. And shoot, man, the Royals score 6 runs and lose? Wow. Royals are 34-4 this season when they score 6 or more. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Mike up in Omaha. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Greetings from the 402. Just touch on a few things. I agree with the earlier caller about the trade for the San Diego pitchers. I mean, we hated to see Freddie go, but I think both pitchers have really shown something already. And you touched on it earlier. I don't think we played great defense behind Burgert tonight. But, yeah, anyway, I definitely on board with JJ's trade for the two pitchers. Elsewhere, Salvi, salute to him, future Hall of Famer, as we know. Great night, 300th home run. Awesome, Salvi. Just wanted to quickly touch on two things, Vern, that weren't technically – baseball game related. One was the guy that caught Salvi's 300th home run ball, and he was going to willingly give it up. And everybody knows what they say about Philadelphia fans, but that guy and his family sounded like good people, and all he wanted to do was meet Salvi after the game. So great for him. And the other thing was, I don't know if you saw it, the pregame, it was Childhood Cancer Awareness Night. And a little boy was running the bases, and the Phillies were along the first baseline, and he was getting high fives from them. And I thought it was a really classy gesture that the Royals were out there along the third baseline. And I think it might have been unexpected because the public address announcer even saluted the Royals for being out there. So I just thought that was just a great gesture by the team. And we're a family that's been touched by pediatric cancer. So that kind of brought a tear to my eye. But anyway, hanging in there with the Royals all the way to the end, Vern. And thanks for all you do. And yeah, have a great night.
Hey, you do the same. Great phone call. Yeah, I believe that little Sparky out there, what, 5, 6 years old, apparently was celebrating 1 year cancer-free. Yeah. No, outstanding. And the Phillies fan that Joel Goldberg did a great job of, running down and talking to, getting to know him. Check out Joel Goldberg's report. I'm sure you can find it on social media. But yeah, guy just wanted to meet Salvi. Says he's a huge baseball fan, loves the game, and the ball belongs to Salvi. He'd just like to shake the man's hand. Pretty cool. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Salvi, as I mentioned, is now just 17 shy of this guy, George Brett, who had this to say on Royals social media.
Hey, Sal, congratulations on number 300. They always say the first 300 are the hardest. Well, you got 17 more to go to pass me. I couldn't be happier for you. The way you've represented the organization and the city, oh, man, it's you make me so proud to be a Royal. Congratulations. Look forward to seeing you soon.
1,000 RBIs as well. Salvi, the third Royals player in history to reach 1,000 ribbies. He's just a dozen shy of matching Royals Hall of Famer Hal McRae for second on the team's all-time leaderboard. And Salvi's only 15 away from matching Hall of Fame catcher Roy Campanella on baseball's all-time list. 913-586-7965. We go to Scott in Phoenix. Scott, you're on the postgame show. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
All right, Vern. Thank you for taking the call here. We're winding the season down here. Not the way we want it, obviously, but in answer to your question, yes, it's important for the Royals to finish at least at 500, preferably above it. But we'll have to see how these last few games go. Tonight we had the offense we've been looking for, but then the pitching let us down a little bit. I thought Q could have gone stayed with Berger till the fifth inning. I think he's earned that much trust for now, but obviously, Q saw it differently, and Zerper had an off night, which we've seen a little bit of. So, not saying that cost us, but this was a game we might have been able to get away with because, yes, Philly is a very sturdy offensive team, and you're going to need your pitching to come through for when we score six runs to be able to overcome that offense. And didn't happen tonight. See if we can get one tomorrow, and then we'll just see what happens the rest of the season. But, yes. It's very important to finish above 500 to keep the winning culture going because we got to look forward to 26 now. And I just think that the front office has done enough, like you've said before, to let us know that they're going to do something in the offseason about this offense. They're going to get somebody. I'd like to see two bats come in. We may not need to, but I'm looking at Jack here. And he really hasn't put it all together yet. Maybe it'll happen next year, but I'm still a little dubious on if when that's going to happen. Because when we hit the ground running 26, we're going to need some power from him. And if he can't do it, no doubt, somebody else is going to have to because this pitching's too good to let it go to waste. So I've enjoyed the season listening to you and sending my little text in here, but. Hopefully we can get across the finish line at 82 wins, and then we'll work it over the winter to make this team better offense. The pitching should be there, so we'll just look forward to that. Thank you, Vern.
Hey, Scott, always nice hearing from you. Always nice reading those texts. I appreciate you listening to the show, supporting the station all year long. You gave me a lot to talk about there. From Burgert, I got to talk about the Royals' defense tonight. Mike in Omaha brought it up, and I think he's right. I do think it's worth diving into some of the misplays, some of the missed opportunities tonight defensively. Scott, we can talk about this offense and how you're going to improve this lineup. Jack Caglione, obviously big. Cags, a pinch hitter tonight, comes in the eighth inning with the man on and two outs, and expanded the zone quite a bit, didn't he? Strikes out. Cags, since being recalled, is 4 for 25. That's a 160 batting average. He has 8 strikeouts and 6 walks. 8-6 was the final score tonight as well. Phillies 8, Royals 6. Final timeout. We get back to your phone calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals lose game two in Philadelphia. 8-6 is the final score. We're down to the final 13 games of the regular season. I see the Mariners are already out in front. If that holds, the Royals' tragic number will be down to 7. When that tragic number hits 0, the Royals are mathematically eliminated from the postseason. So right now that number sits at 8. Any combination of Royals losses and the team that you're chasing wins adds up to 8, and it is a wrap on our hopes for October. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. Text line's always there as well. From the 913, Vern, remember when Ned Yost told us Salvi would hit 40 home runs in a season and everyone made fun of him? Yeah, we look really dumb now. Yeah, that wasn't me. I wasn't making fun of Ned. I didn't always do a great job back then of not following the herd. I think I've done a better job lately. But no, I was never as anti-Ned as you guys were, because I'm never as anti-manager as you guys are. I respect the managerial position, but I don't put as much emphasis on it as a lot of you do. No, honestly, one of my first opinions when I moved here in 2012 was that, I remember saying it with Danny and C-Dot on the drive back in the day. I hadn't been on the job for long, and I said that Salvi's number 13 is going to be retired alongside the 5, the 10, and the 20. Now, this wasn't because of my keen baseball eye. It was because I listened to people that know more than me. And one of my first conversations at my first Royal Spring Training was with Chino Cotahia, one of the best baseball minds and voices and people you're going to find. And man, he was going on and he kept likening Salvi to Pudge Rodriguez. And I had covered Pudge Rodriguez in Detroit. And shoot, even if I didn't, we all know the talent, the Hall of Famer that is Ivan Rodriguez. So I stole that from Chino Cotahia, put a microphone in front of my face, and passed it along like it was my own thought. You know, if he believes Salvi's that good, whenever I watch this dude, he looks like a monster out there, and he's wearing out the opposite field. Remember, young Salvi would always go oppo, and I loved it. So yeah, I was all in on Salvi right out of the gate. I was with Ned. Now, when Ned said that Moose and Haas and Eske and Gordo and Kane and Salvi, that they would all be all-stars? Okay. Maybe I, all right, Ned, calm down. But Ned was right. And obviously, Ned knows so much more about baseball than all of us combined. So, speaking of Ned, a lot of his 2015 world champions are over at Kauffman Stadium. I believe the fireworks show is about to begin. Home Run Derby X tonight at the K. Victor in Raytown's on the text line. He says he went. Said Haas and Moose and Kane jerseys are everywhere. There's a lot of energy here at the K. Hopefully that energy remains for the Royals until they come home. Yeah, well, Victor, the Royals will be back at Kauffman coming up on Tuesday night, taking on the Seattle Mariners. And, you know, for as excited as we thought we were going to be for that series, it's almost as if it's laughing at us now. I mean, I'll be there. A lot of us will be there. But the gravity of the game, the magnitude of the series just obviously isn't, it's not the same. So I asked you right out of the gate, what are you worried about with this team? What worries you about these final 13 games? For me, it's the possibility of this team finishing below 500. That worries me. Also, the way that Ryan Burgert finishes the season. Even if the team finishes below 500, I don't know which one I would rather have. Because I would love to see these starting pitchers finish strong. Kolek, Burgert, Reagans, Waka, Lugo. Man, if you can have all those guys pitching well, looking healthy, going into the offseason, suddenly J.J. Piccolo has quite a few cards he could play. We all know this team needs some help offensively. You can't ask Salvi again next season to hit cleanup. You can't ask Salvi next season to hit in the five spot. I mean, you need to help the soon-to-be 36-year-old, you got to help him out. You need to bring in a bat that can slot in that five spot to drop Salvi down to six. So you're not so dependent on a guy that you still think is going to catch 60, 70, 80 games next season. So if you can go into the offseason with Kolek looking like an intriguing arm and Burgert, and Reagan's returns and looks healthy, and Waka and Lugo and Cameron, maybe you entertain the idea of trading one of those six names I just mentioned. I don't know which one, but I would like the other 29 general managers in Major League Baseball to be desirous of one of those six names I just mentioned. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Raj in the Ozarks says he's worried about the way the Royals value the designated hitter position. Raj wants a bona fide DH for the boys next year. Well, would Salvi suffice? No. Salvi DHing 80 times next season, catching 60. First base for another 10, I don't know, something like that. I don't know if those numbers add up properly, but you know what I'm getting at. Because I don't think you can bring in a Kendrys Morales type, plug him into the DH spot every single day with Salvi on the team. Salvi, I don't want Salvi catching 120, 130 games next year. But I appreciate you listening, Raj. The DH position. Honestly, the offensive improvement, the bat that we're talking about, it needs to be Jack Caglione. Because you're not going to get anybody with the upside of Jack Caglione this offseason. Not in my opinion. Now, you could add two bats, but I think they're both going to be platoon-type bats. Jonathan India, Michael Massey, I think these guys are going to get another shot next year. Kyle Isbell's going to get an opportunity next year. So if you want to bring a platoon for left field, a better platoon bat for second base, a better platoon bat for center field, go for it. But I don't foresee this guy's, the front office. I don't see these guys bringing in someone that has the ceiling as high as Jack Caglione. But that's me. What worries me about these final 13 games is, the starting pitching coming back down to earth. Guys that have impressed us so much, the Noah Camerons, the Ryan Burgerts, the Stephen Koleks. Those are the guys I really want to see finish strong. Because I have high expectations. I'm expecting Lugo, Waka, Reagans to look good when they get back. But Kolek, Bergert, and Cameron, I want them to finish strong. Because I want J.J. Piccolo's phone blowing up. People asking, hey, would you be willing to move Bergert, Cameron, Kolek, Reagans, Lugo, Waka? I want that phone blowing up this offseason. Teams willing to offer a bat for the services of those arms. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. It's also our text line number. From the 816, Vern, could the Royals have gotten similar pieces to Bergert and Kolek for Luke Maley or Carter Jensen instead of Freddie Fermin? No for Luke Maley. And, you know, Carter Jensen, no, because the Padres wanted a big league ready catcher, an everyday catcher, someone that they could thrust into a playoff chase. And, you know, Carter Jensen's not ready for that. Luke Maley could be a defensive catcher for a team like the Padres, but not an everyday catcher. So no, you could get something really good for Carter Jensen because he is a top 100 prospect in baseball. Like, you could get two really good starting pitchers, but not those two, not from the Padres. So I appreciate you listening. 913-586-7965. Terry in Green Bay is hoping that JJ's listening right now. He wants JJ to know that Angel Zerpa is not invited to the 2026 big league season in Kansas City. There you go, Terry. I said it. We'll see if he's listening. From the 816, hey Vern, Salvi is incredible. I'm glad he's one of the good guys because it could not have happened to a better man. Salvi deserves number 300 and RBI number 1,000. Salvi also picked up his 1,700th base hit. 913-586-7965. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We talk with our buddy Dan and KCK. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, congratulations to Salvi Salvador to the 300 career home runs and 1,000 RBIs, and season's going down to coming into an end. You know, I like to see the Royals finish above over 500. You know, and I did pretty good in the Special Olympics.
I was going to say, tell me how you did, Dan. Tell me about it.
Oh yeah, 3 for 3. Got a base hit, drove in an RBI, Bob at two outs and a runner at third. We only played one game today. The second game was kind of too hot, so they didn't want nobody.
And go out on top if you're 3 for 3.
You
don't need to be Ted Williams out there and be a hero.
Anyway, 3 for 3 with RBI. So take care of yourself, Josh. Let's take your business tomorrow.
That's a batting title right there, Dan. I appreciate the phone call. Speaking of batting, how about Tyler Tolbert? Comes in off the bench tonight with an RBI, a leadoff double. Comes around a score on Vinny Pasquantino's sacrifice fly in the 7th. Tyler Tolbert, since being recalled in early June, he's batting .294. It's a small sample size, sure, but still he's batting .294. I mentioned Vinny's RBI. It's 103 ribbies this season for the Pasquatch. 7th most in Major League Baseball. I mentioned Mike in Omaha brought up the Royals defense tonight. You know, Adam Frazier, the 2-run double from Brandon Marsh in the first inning, could Frazier have caught that? You know, he lost it, no doubt. But it certainly didn't, bang off the wall high enough that it was uncatchable. I don't even think it banged off the wall. Frazier got a little turned around there in left. Then there were at least 2 double play possibilities that weren't turned. Now, one of them didn't necessarily bite you, right? Bobby spikes the throw to Vinny in the 3rd inning, but that didn't hurt the Royals. Bobby gets a rocket hit at him in the 5th inning, the 3-run 5th inning from Angel Zerpa. JT Realmuto hits 109 miles per hour at Bobby, and he tries to snag it on the short hop, and he had it in his glove, but as he's swinging that glove forward to pick the hot shot, ball goes flying out of his glove. Now, that could have been a double play, and it would have been 2 outs, nobody on, And instead of three runs coming in to score, it would have been only one. But even after that play, Brandon Marsh hits it hard to the right side, and Jonathan India thought about starting a 4-6-3 double play. Wasn't sure he was going to get that out at second base, so he just takes the easy one at first. Again, not errors. Wouldn't even call them misplays. Certainly those double plays. I wouldn't call them misplays. But when you're going well, when things are going your way, those double plays, especially by this franchise, those double plays are turned. Jonathan India, though, he did get it done offensively. A pair of doubles tonight. First time he's had multiple extra base hits in a game. First time in 2 months. Royals lose by 2 tonight, 8-6 the final score, and they'll try to avoid the sweep at the hands of the first-place Phillies. They'll also hope to avoid watching the Phillies celebrate a division title. Tomorrow afternoon, it's Noah Cameron and Aaron Nola. It's a 12:35 first pitch, and the game's going to be on our sister station, the Fan AM 610. Taking it back to the old school. Going AM on you. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. So if you want a chance at winning some Royals tickets, you know, everybody's going to be all geared up for football tomorrow. Do yourself a favor. Listen to 610 tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. You'll have such a great chance at winning these tickets. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.